The ISIS is very deadly. It's very well equipped, and it is like a virus that keeps spreading. Anything that on its way infects and destroys. This is the fact that ISIS has been able to penetrate the Iraqi security forces and been able to take over these towns and cities by marginalizing and massacring the towns, at the same time getting their hands on some of the heavy equipment that was left behind by the Iraqi security forces, which was provided to them by the United States Army when they withdrew in 2011.
What is the key in your mind to defeating them?
I think what's going to have to happen is the international community has to step in, and we are very grateful to see United States stepping in with airstrikes and now providing ammunition to the Kurdish Peshmerga forces in Kurdistan region fighting ISIS. It is important that your audience knows we are not asking for the U.S. boots on the ground. I think what's important is that we have a good channels of intelligence sharing, and we are properly equipped, and these airstrikes continue with additional airstrikes taking place.
Give us a sense of what you've been able to accomplish in attacking this organization.
We just recently took out one of their key leaders from Chechnya, and that has been certainly a blow to their ranks. But we are committed to going after their leaders, and the U.S. intelligence are saying to us, and certainly they're saying in public, that in order to defeat ISIS, you have to take out the leaders, and that's what's going to have to happen.
Kurwan Zabari is director of the Kurdistan Regional Government's office in Washington. J.J. Green, WTOP News.